should be banning Freemasons from being ministers because they're swearing these blood oaths. But this is another thing about Russia, right, which is I'm coming to, is the Orthodox Church in Russia is the only one of the three main churches on earth. That is to say, the Orthodox, the Catholics and the Protestants. I mean, there are lots of others, obviously, but historically, that's the succession. The Orthodox Church have this thing called the oath crime, and it comes from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, never swear an oath. Simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything else comes from the devil. So he's making it very clear there that the oaths of initiation of all these various organizations are wrong. And they're cutting you off from him. They're cutting you off from God if you do them. And of course, most people don't think that when they're doing these. I remember being told by Ian Mattison that sometimes when they're initiating people into Freemasonry, they would be trembling. Their whole body would be shaking. And he wanted very much to make a film. Unfortunately, I'm a radio person, not a filmmaker. But he wanted to do a film of the actual initiation and the words used in it, because, he said people used to get really frightened. It's almost as if they had a sixth sense. They knew they were losing their soul. They were selling their soul. They were selling their own personal will to the organization they were joining. And of course, that's a very, very important moment for anyone that's joining. They're basically selling out their family. They're selling out their children, their relatives. They're selling out their work colleagues to a cult, to a religious cult.
Are there any secret societies?